This is Shiur number 2 in our series on Avodas HaBitachon. Today, we are addressing why, specifically regarding the Midah of Bitachon, people naturally fool themselves into thinking they are on a much higher spiritual level than they truly are. The Sefer Bitach LaMaisa explains that if we were to interview a large group of sincere Shomer Torah mitzvahs, we would discover individuals with strong emunah in their knowledge regarding Hashem's ability to act in this world and His constant watch over us. These are people who fulfill mitzvahs and daven to Hashem 3 times a day and learn every day. Furthermore, the Shem Hashem is on their lips countless times throughout the day. With the Mea Brachos, they sing Zmiras on Shabbos. They constantly use the phrase like Baruch Hashem, Be'ezus Hashem, Emeretz Hashem. Because of this constant interaction and the frequency with which they mention Hashem's name, their perception is that they are naturally a Baal Betochen. Many people are unaware that there is a very great distance between intellectual knowledge or even speaking words with your lips and truly feeling something deep in your heart. For this reason, the mistake in Midas HaBetochen is greater than in any other Midah. In other Midas, like such as anger, kas, or haughtiness, a person can naturally perform an introspection and discover their true standing. They can see plainly if they are angry or haughty. However, because we often connect bitachon to the simpler or lower level of emunah, we assume we have already mastered the trait. In truth, developing an emotional deep connection to relying on a Kadosh Baruch Hu requires a high spiritual level and a significant amount of work. This idea is expressed by Ramban in Kisvei Ramban, Muda Mitachon Perek Aleph, where he says, not everyone who has emunah has bitachon, but everyone who has bitachon has emunah. Bitachon is a high level because it involves putting your emunah into practice through a deep emotional connection. However, on the flip side, while developing this midah is a challenge, it is not an all or nothing pursuit. A person must realize that every additional ounce of reliance they feel on Akash Baruch Hu is a great accomplishment. Great accomplishment that elevates and enhances their life. As the Pasuk says, Baruch HaGever Sheyivtach L'Hashem, blessed is the one who relies on Hashem. The Sefer Shemir Emunim in Perek Chof Gimel writes that any small step a person takes, whether starting a new Seder Avodah, joining other Yerushalayim partnership, or seeking additional ways to get close to Hashem, is moving them closer and closer to the goal of true Bitachon. In light of this perspective, we would add, every person has a specific goal for why we were placed in this world. We are each given unique characteristics, challenges, strengths, and parnasa, etc., to fulfill our specific mission. As Reb Chaim Freilander explains in Sefer Emuna V'Hashgacha, every individual is a link in a great chain of previous and future generations. We are all working together to bring about a general elevation of the entire world. Every person is highly significant, regardless of their profession, location, or how much they learn, or other stuff that's going on in their life. Each of us has great contribution to make to the general tikkun of the world. Specifically, your effort to stay calm and your own personal challenge is a contribution to tikkun olam that only you could provide, which eventually helps to bring about Bias Mashiach. See you guys on Sunday, Emet Hashem, for the next shiur.